the reasons that so many of us are so tired is that we're not living our lives the way God intended. Look at Adam and Eve. Everything was just fine until they turned their backs on God. The moment they did that, life became, seriously hard work. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and it's great to be back with you again. Today on the program, we're going to be taking another look at God's rest for you from a different perspective. Every now and then I get to thinking, God, why am I so tired? Why do I have to work so hard? I'm sure that thought's gone through your mind once or twice as well. I remember one time several years ago, early on in my involvement in this media ministry, Christianity Works, that produces these radio programs, on top of writing and recording these radio programs and running a ministry, I took on a large consulting assignment. My background was in IT, and I was a consultant. Anyhow, in the early years of Christianity Works, things were really tight, so we decided I'd do this consulting assignment to help support the ministry. It was an expert witness in a large IT-related litigation. And what started off as a big assignment ended up running for 3 years and involved me writing over 600,000 words of evidence for the courts. I mean, that's like writing six PhD theses. There was a period of 5 months or so where I worked every day for 12 to 14 hours without a break. I have never, ever been so exhausted in all my life. And I look back on that time now and I wonder, how did I ever manage it? And the thing that I think about is that we only ever see those sorts of things in our lives from a human perspective. The fact that sometimes life's just hard work and we're tired, but it's not just human. There's a spiritual dimension to hard work and exhaustion, a dimension that starts almost at the beginning of time. Yesterday on the program, we had a bit of a look at God's ideal plan for humanity, straight out of Genesis chapters 1 and 2 in the Bible. God made this amazing, utterly stunning creation, the universe, all the stars, the planets, and here on earth, the water and the land and the plants and the animals and, of course, people. And he puts us, Adam and Eve, into this creation in a garden to work it and enjoy it. See, some people think that the whole working thing didn't happen until after Adam and Eve ate that apple and were booted out of the garden, but that's not true. Have a listen. Genesis chapter 1, verse 29. God said, "See, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree with seed in its fruit, you shall have them for food. And to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth, everything that has breath of life, I have given every green plant for food." And it was so. God saw everything that he'd made, and indeed it was very good. And there was evening and there was morning on the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished and all their multitude. And on the seventh day God finished the work that he'd done, and he rested on the seventh day from all the work that he'd done. So he gave them everything he'd made, but now have a listen to what it says in verse 15 of Genesis chapter 2. The Lord God took the man, put him in the Garden of Eden to till it and to keep it. So there was work and there was rest together, making up a perfect existence for Adam and Eve. But we know the story, that Adam and Eve did the one thing that God told them not to do. They ate the apple from that one tree that God had forbidden them from eating from, the tree of knowledge of good and evil, smack bang in the middle of the garden. They did what you and I do. God gives us everything he created and says, "Here, look, go and enjoy it. Be blessed by it." And he puts some boundaries around just a tiny portion of that, calls it sin, sets it off limits because it'll hurt us, tells us not to go there. As sure as God made the green apples, we go there. Not his plan, but he wants to give us a choice to love and obey him or to reject and disobey him. And as sure as God made those little green apples, we choose the latter, just like Adam and Eve. And the moment they did that, everything started to come apart. Even before God showed up to talk with them, they were ashamed in front of one another, and they ran and hid from God. And God came and spoke to them, and after he dealt with the tempter, the serpent, this is what he said, Genesis chapter 3, verse 16. To the woman he said, "I will greatly increase your pangs in childbearing. In pain you shall bring forth children, yet your desire shall be for your husband, and he shall rule over you. And to the man he said, because you have listened to the voice of your wife, you've eaten from the tree about which I commanded you, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground because of you. In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your face you shall eat bread until you return to the ground. For out of it you are taken, you are dust, and to dust you shall return. So, before they rebelled against God, there was work and there was rest. They tilled and they kept the garden. That literally means they had to labour in it and work in it and look after it. But after the rebellion of Adam and Eve against God, tilling turns to toiling. In toil you shall eat of the ground all the days of your life. The original Hebrew word there means pain, labour, hardship, sorrow, and toil. In my book, those things lead to exhaustion. Do you see now the spiritual dimension of what's going on when we slog our guts out day after day, when we toil instead of till? Things only became difficult for the man and the woman when they rebelled against God. That's why things are tough sometimes in this world. That was never the original plan. Toil replaced tilling after humanity rebelled against God. And let me say, today, still, whenever we rebel against God, whenever we pull in the opposite direction to God, whenever we go into that tiny roped-off area called sin where he tells us not to go, I can absolutely guarantee that toil will come. And with toil, pain and sorrow, and with those, exhaustion. Now, you might say to me, Bernie, that may well be, but does that mean if I honour God and obey God with my life, everything will be a bed of roses? Because that's what I've been doing, and it ain't so. And the answer is no, not always, because we live in a world where humanity has rejected God. And sometimes you and I have to live through the consequences of other people's rebellion against God, and that hurts. Great. So what, if anything, useful do we learn from God here about the link between sin and exhaustion? Well, quite simply this. There are plenty of things out there in this world that you and I have no control over. Sickness, disease, wars, riots, economic failures, other people's greed, lots of things that we can't control, things that can impact negatively on our lives. But let me tell you something. We do have control over our own sin, and we can join hands with God to deal with our own sin and our own rebellion. We can progressively get rid of the negative impacts of those sins in our lives. And then, this is what I found, then there seems to be this power, the power of God, the presence of the Spirit of God in our lives that lets us deal with all the other stuff. Time and time again, I've found that when I'm living in obedience to God, then when the difficult things come, the things that are out of my control out there, somehow I'm able to walk through them with a peace and with a confidence that I didn't have before. Let me go back to it. God's perfect plan was for Adam and Eve to live in a perfect relationship with him in that garden. But that relationship involved both work and rest. The work was tilling and keeping the garden. It's when they allowed rebellion to enter into that place that it came apart. Tilling turned to toiling. The tiredness is a consequence of their sin and their rebellion. Toil equals pain, sorrow, and hardship. That makes us tired. That's the spiritual dimension. The Word of God is alive and active, amen, with the power to transform your life, to help you be all that God made you to be. And that's what the Fresh Daily Devotional is all about. It's completely free, and I'd love to send it to you. Each day, you'll receive a life-changing scripture together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement from me, delivered right to your inbox where you can choose to read, listen, or watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. Remember, God's Word is the power to change, and it's fresh for you each day. You can subscribe to receive your free daily devotional at freshdevotional.org. And as a bonus, we'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? My prayer is that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus
through the power of His Word. Again, that web address is freshdevotional.org. May God bless you. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.